Second pack of Orlo, Mishnah Yud Dalet. We mentioned before a concept of Iser that got mixed into Heter. We mentioned the concept when the Iser is something that gives a powerful effect on the Heter that's not bottle, for example, something yeast that causes breath 11 or spices. We mentioned the concept of Zev Zegoyer, that is, the thing that caused a powerful effect was made up of partly Heter and partly Iser, and there was not enough Iser to cause effect by itself, that thing will be Mutter. This Mishnah will combine all those halachas together. So shall truma shall kivayi kam shenochel tzayich eiser. You have this sourdough, this yeast that's made up of 50% truma, 50% kivayi keres, and loyvezek neilachamis, loyvezek neilachamis. Each one, each iser by itself, did not have enough. So basically, if you look at each iser by itself, it's mutter because each iser in respect to the heter is only a chatzi goyim. It doesn't have enough to make the full goyim. It needs something else to be goyim. But if you look at the two things together, we have a sum total of iser of two different types of iserim that were goyim the iser. So it says nistofu v'chimso. So Tanakam holds also for zorim umutal lekoyanim. It's also for zorim. Why? Because in respect to non kohanim, both of them are iserim. So you have 100% iser that caused the dough to leaven. In respect to kohanim, the truma is mutter. So in respect to the Kohanim, the leavening agent was 50% heter, truma has heter per coin, and kolakam is also. So in respect to the Kohanim, was zev zegoyim. You have 50% heter, 50% iser. In respect to zorim, it's 100% iser, and therefore it's also. That's the Tanakam. Rav Shimon matan lezorim l'tanim. Rav Shimon says mutter even to zorim. What's Rav Shimon's logic? I can understand Rav Shimon's logic, because he says that even though in respect to zorim, it's 100% iser leavening agent, but as we discussed before, over here, it's one iser, 50% of iser one and 50% of iser two. So who says two iserim combined to one another? Now the light is interesting over here. The Rambam passes like the Tanakhama. Chaim Brisco wants to learn that this is a special svar because it's, we'll see later. It's a special svar by Tavlin or by Mechamet. Now there's two reasons why something could be also when it gets mixed into it. If it's giving flavor, that's called tamkika. If it's having a powerful effect on something else, that could be, it's even more than tamkika. Because tamkika could be the special kiddush that flavor is enough, but I might say the whole thing was butter. Oh, it's more than flavor. It's affecting the whole nature of the bread, transforming it from just being a matzah into being a bread, to leavening it. That, it could be that since la maisa, it affected the bread, we look at the iser as the iser was never bottled. And therefore, we know it doesn't disturb us the fact that half of it was iser A and half of it was iser B. The maisa, as long as the effect is recognized, it's as if the truma is still here and the kolay kerem is here. And therefore, since you have a sum total of the entire leavening agent was made up of iser, it's also.